Chapter 24. And in the ninth year, in the tenth month, on the tenth of the month, the word of Jehovah came unto me, saying, Son of man, write thee the name of the day, of this selfsame day. On this selfsame day the king of Babylon draws near to Jerusalem, and propose a parable unto the rebellious house, and say unto them, Thus saith the Lord Jehovah, Set on the pot, set it on, and also pour water into it. Gather the pieces thereof into it, every good piece, the thigh and the shoulder. Fill it with the choice bones, take the choice of the flock, and also put a pile of wood under it for the bones. Make it boil well, and let the bones of it seethe therein. Therefore, thus saith the Lord Jehovah, Woe to the bloody city, to the pot whose rust is therein, and whose rust is not gone out of it. Bring it out piece by piece, let no lot fall upon it, for her blood is in the midst of her. She set it upon the bare rock, she poured it not upon the ground to cover it with dust, that it might cause fury to come up to execute vengeance. I have set her blood upon the bare rock, that it should not be covered. Therefore, thus saith the Lord Jehovah, Woe to the bloody city!
I also will make
the pile great. Heap on the wood, kindle the fire, boil thoroughly the flesh, and spice it well, and let the bones be burned. Then set it empty upon its coals, that it may be hot, and the brass of it may burn, and that its filthiness may be molten in it, and that its rust may be consumed. She hath exhausted her labours, yet her great rust goeth not forth out of her. Let her rust be in the fire. In thy filthiness is lewdness, for I have purged thee, and thou art not pure. Thou shalt no more be purged from thy filthiness, till I have satisfied my fury upon thee. I, Jehovah, have spoken it. It shall come to pass, and I will do it. I will not go back, neither will I spare, nor will I repent. According to thy ways and according to thy doings shall they judge thee, saith the Lord Jehovah. And the word of Jehovah came unto me, saying, Son of man, behold, I take away from thee the desire of thine eyes with a stroke. Yet thou shalt not mourn nor weep, neither shall thy tears run down. Sigh in silence, make no mourning for the dead. Bind thy turban upon thee, and put thy sandals upon thy feet, and cover not the beard, and eat not the bread of men. And I spoke unto the people in the morning, and at even my wife died. And I did in the morning as I was commanded. And the people said unto me, Wilt thou not tell us what these things are to us, which thou doest? And I said to them, The word of Jehovah came unto me, saying, Say unto the house of Israel, Thus saith the Lord Jehovah, Behold, I will profane my sanctuary, the pride of your strength, the desire of your eyes, and your soul's longing. And your sons and your daughters, whom ye have left behind, shall fall by the sword, and ye shall do as I have done. Ye shall not cover the beard, neither eat the bread of men. And your turbans shall be upon your heads, and your sandals upon your feet. Ye shall not mourn nor weep, but ye shall waste away in your iniquities, and moan one toward another. Thus Ezekiel shall be unto you a sign. According to all that he hath done shall ye do. When it cometh, then ye shall know that I am the Lord Jehovah. And thou, son of man, shall it not be in the day when I take from them their strength, the joy of their glory, the desire of their eyes, and that whereunto they lift up their soul, their sons and their daughters, that in that day he that escapeth shall come unto thee, to cause thine ears to hear it? In that day shall thy mouth be opened to him that is escaped, and thou shalt speak and be no more dumb. So shalt thou be a sign unto them, and they shall know that I am Jehovah.